A group of Valley-based organizations wanted to know more about the relationship between sex trafficking and homeless young adults, so they asked them about it. Tumbleweed Center for Youth Development teamed up with Our Family and 1 in 10 on the surveys. Melissa Bronke is the Director of Health and Wellness at Tumbleweed.
We really wanted to look at, what are the experiences that our youth are having? Are they having sex trafficking experiences? There's some conversation that homeless youth often have survival sex, and so it looks different. And so we really wanted to do research that evaluated this to see if we really needed to modify or change some of our programs. And what we found in 2014 was that almost 25% of them reported having a sex trafficking experience. And a year later in 2015, 35% reported having a sex trafficking experience. We don't necessarily think it jumped 10% over the course of a year, but in the last year, once we got the 2014 survey back, we really looked at how do we address this in our population and in our programs? And so our Family Services and Tumbleweed included an assessment where we talk about trafficking, where we engage our youth in some groups we run. So we try to reduce some of the shame and stigma that comes with it. So we really brought that research out to identify how to engage our youth and make sure that we're creating best practices around the services we're offering them.
Do you get the sense that the numbers that you found in Arizona are comparable to what happens in other places?
I get asked that a lot. You know, I mean, there's not a ton of data going out. There are a number of research entities that I think are really starting to look into this problem. We sort of based our survey off of what Covenant House did in New York, which had similar results. So it's hard to say from city to city. Obviously, larger cities are going to look a little bit different than smaller rural towns, right? There's not a lot of research that's been really done on what rural communities look like.
In your mind, is education the best way to try to address this? Are there other things that could be done to try to bring the numbers down?
You know, I think there's a number of things. So we recently at Tumbleweed received a Department of Justice grant that gave us the capacity to build our clinical team. And so now we have a trafficking-specific counselor that works one-on-one with our youth as well as doing group education. And so one of the things we're getting trained on in March is a program called My Life, My Choice, which was developed by a survivor-led organization. And it's more prevention. It's more focused on self-esteem and helping young girls understand what a healthy relationship looks like. So some of it's a prevention piece, you know, not necessarily going in and saying this is what sex trafficking looks like, but looking at all of the other elements that we know are indicators of someone being at risk or vulnerable for sex trafficking and educating them on that.
Based on the research that you've done, is there a connection between people who have been victims of sex trafficking and their homelessness? I mean, does it cause them to become homeless? Does it preclude them from finding a home and sort of ending that cycle?
Well, I think we know that homeless youth are extremely vulnerable. I think it's hard to say if you've been trafficked, if you have a more likely rate of being homeless. We haven't really asked that specific question, but we know these negative life experiences, having been sexually abused, having ran away from home, experiencing dating violence and things like that are all indicators for us that could lead someone to eventually become sex trafficked.
Looking into your crystal ball for a second, when you ask these questions again next year, what do you expect to see as the results relative to what you've seen over these past 2 years?
Well, I would hope to say that we don't have another jump in our numbers. I think we did year two to really look at, was this an anomaly? I hope next year they don't increase. I hope with some of the therapeutic services that we're putting in place in our programs that we're, and the prevention elements that we're seeing a decrease in some of these numbers. But it's hard to say. You know, a lot of our kids aren't necessarily actively being trafficked during the time of our engagement. It happened to them when they were minors. And so we really have to have a little bit more of a concentrated look on the systems involved.
Melissa Bronke is the Director of Health and Wellness at Tumbleweed Center for Youth Development.